Okay, we're rolling.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the How to Submit a Winning Blue Pencil and Gold Screen Award Entry teleconference. This teleconference is being recorded so that we can do a podcast of the call and post that on NAG website or NAGC's website. And thanks to Anastasia Barber for doing that. My name is Maria Vanderkolk. I am on the NAGC board. I'm the competitions chair, and I'm with the City of Arvada, Colorado. And I'd like to ask Jennifer Callahan and then the other Blue Pencil Gold Screen committee members to introduce themselves. So, Jennifer?
Well, I'm Jennifer Callahan. Some of you already know who I am, but I'm the past competitions chair and the president-elect for NAGC. I've been involved with the Blue Pencil Gold Screen as far as I can remember joining NAGC, and I find it one of my most rewarding experiences and one that I find I get continual feedback on entrants that have gained a great deal not only by winning but by simply entering. So with that, I'll pass it on to, I guess, Anastasia.
Hello, my name is Anastasia Barber, and I work for a company called U.S. Media Services. We're a small business, federal prime contractor, and we produce audiovisual and multimedia products for federal government agencies. And we've won 4 different NAGC awards in the past, starting back in 2002. Last year, we were a first-place Gold Screen winner for internal communications, and this will be my 3rd year as a judge also.
Okay, and Marisa?
Hi, I'm Marisa Brown, and I currently work as Community Relations Manager for the Missouri Department of Transportation. We have submitted several awards and won several, thankfully, over the last several years. I was formerly in healthcare for 12 years as a director of marketing of a healthcare system, and I also judge statewide healthcare awards in Missouri. As I've been a judge for 1 year, and I have to say it was a wonderful experience and top-notch competition.
Thank you. Any other committee members that have joined us since? Okay, well, let me turn it over just for a few minutes to Michelle Savoy. Michelle is, you know, the Jennifer and I have been the competitions chair, but Michelle's kind of the person that actually, you know, makes this ship run, so to speak. So she's the person back at Falls Church, Virginia, who is really the administrative person who makes the Blue Pencil Gold Screen Awards happen. And from my understanding, and Jennifer, you should jump in on this, but I believe that Michelle kind of came into this midway through the process last year with a rather sudden change of personnel and just did an amazing job.
That she did.
So, Michelle, what I was going to ask you just to go over the nuts and bolts of, you know, how to submit, submission deadlines, Federal Express issues, et cetera, just from the staff perspective at NAGC.
Okay. Well, as Maria said, I'm Michelle Savoy, and I'm the competitions coordinator for NAGC. And so whatever questions you might have about administrative process of submitting your awards, you can direct to me. My contact information is on the NAGC website. And also we have the sheet for submitting your entries is there, which you can download and send in with your entries. If the deadlines, there's an early bird deadline of December 1st. And you get reduced fees for that if your deadline is postmarked on or before December 1st. The final submission deadline, we extended it to January 9th this year because people had some problems with the end of the year with money and people not being in the office. So that will be the final deadline. And your submission has to be postmarked by that day, either by FedEx or the U.S. Postal Service or UPS. We like to have the complete submission with your three copies and everything you need and the money all come together, but we realize that sometimes there are problems with that. So if you do have a problem having everything in by the deadline, you need to contact me, and then we can discuss whether or not it would be appropriate for you to submit. If you have issues about whether or not you're in the right category, you can contact me. And if I can't answer it, I will certainly find the answer for you.
Michelle, can you touch on just, I want to reiterate on the postmark issue, because that does confuse people sometimes. As long as you've got it, you know, Federal Express overnight or whatever, as long as it's postmarked by January 9th.
That's right. As long as I can look at the outside and see that it met the deadline, you know, if it comes in on the 10th or the 12th, that's fine. But please don't send it snail mail if you're going to send it on the 9th.
Yeah, and the office at Falls Church accepts Federal Express. Sometimes there have been issues. I've entered some contests in the past where there's a P.O. box, and you try to send it Federal Express, and that doesn't work. But that's not the case with the office back in Virginia. It's a Federal Express will arrive.
Oh, and they're very familiar with us. They're here every day, sometimes a couple times a day. So we haven't had any issues with anything getting lost.
Okay.
So far.
Thanks, Michelle.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm going to ask Jennifer Callahan, because she's got so much amazing experience with this program. I called her part of the agenda the good, the bad, and the ugly over the past 4 years in terms of what tips that you can give to people who are submitting awards. What are some of the good, the bad, and the ugly, I guess, in terms of making a successful submission?
Well, when Maria asked me to do the good, the bad, and the ugly, I thought about it. And finally, after looking at what I had and thinking about all the questions that I'd gotten over the years, I went back to the top 10 tips for coming out a winner that originally was written by George Selby, our current NAGC president. He probably wrote this about 5 or 6 years ago. Since then, some of the things have been edited because we have changed the categories, or we've changed the descriptions, and we've changed the entry slightly. But I think that all 10 of these things still are very, very true and are places where people tend to fall short when they send their submissions in. And I think that Anastasia and Marisa will touch on a lot of these things. A couple of them Michelle has already touched on, but if you'll bear with me and just take a couple minutes here, I'll go through these. First and foremost is follow the instructions on the application. I mean, that sounds so simple, but I'm sure Michelle can tell you how many applications she gets where people simply didn't bother to read the instructions and follow the instructions on the application. If it says three copies, three copies. If it says to put a contact name, put a contact name. Just do what the instructions say, and you'll be off to a good start. Next, you need to be sure that you're submitting your entry into the correct category. And we realize that sometimes the categories might be a little questionable, or what you have doesn't fit real easily into one of the categories. In that case, if you send an email to Michelle or Maria, they or one of the committee members can kind of take a look at it and maybe help guide you into the right category. I know I've done this oftentimes for people. Next, in the description, you need to highlight how you did more with less, and be as specific as you can on this. Cite quantities, percentages, staffing challenges, time restraints, anything that you can put in there to highlight your entry. Next is keep your statements short and to the point. Don't put in information that really doesn't illuminate your entry. The judges have many entries to look at, and they really get irritated when they have to read through things that really don't relate to the question. Next is define your audience. Who did you write this for? Why? Is this something your audience needs? And how do you know that they need it? Number six is, what's the purpose of your entry? Is it intended to change the behavior, like smoking cessation, to inform, like rules on Medicare, or promote a government service like USA Jobs website? Was your effort successful? Sometimes I realize that this is rather difficult because you could have just produced this and you really don't know the results of what you've done. But as much as you can, try and tell us how you know this was successful. You can use statistical data, percentage changes, website page views, and even anecdotal information. Don't forget that, because oftentimes, I know from my own experience, that's all you really have. So put that down if you can. Find something to say that highlights the success of your story. On the admission form, be sure to include the cost to produce your entry. I know that many of you produce your products solely in-house, but that doesn't mean that there is not a cost. There's staff hours involved, and those staff hours count for money. You all get paid. So when you're doing it, if the only thing you can come up with is the number of staff hours it took to produce this, then certainly put that down. Because I had someone who called me last year and was insistent that there was no cost to this product because he had produced it in his office. Well, once again, we're back to the point. He gets paid, and his hours are used to produce that, so there is a cost. Again, if you can't put down dollars, at least put down staff hours. So when the judges look at it and they say, oh, wow, they did this in-house and they only spent, 10 staff hours on it, and they produced this great product, then they can compare it with the others. If they don't have anything there, they just have to guess, and it makes it far more difficult for them to judge your entry fairly. Number 9 is, what is innovative about your entry? Can you find something that differentiates your entry from the others in your category? What makes yours stand out? Look at it and say, if I saw this compared to other things, what would make me look at this as something that really is an excellent product? And put it down. And the last thing, again, Michelle touched on this, include your entry fee with your application. Enclose a check, money order, purchase order, credit card information, or anything that you can to pay for it. That gets you in under the deadline, makes Michelle's job much easier, and your entry will move along through the system faster. All those things really cover just the real basic points of submitting your entry, and these are things that I have seen missed time and time and time again over the years. So I'm sure you'd much rather hear from the judges, and I know that they have some excellent advice to give you, so I'll turn it over to the judges to talk to you about their experience.
Thanks, Jennifer. So Anastasia Barber and Marisa Brown are here representing the judges. They're also on the Blue Pencil Gold Screen Committee, so if the two of you want to talk now about some of the things that you've seen as judges, that would be both things that you've seen that are very impressive and some things that you've seen that not necessarily disqualify an entry, but that really give it negative points. That would be great.
Marisa, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Okay, I'll start. Well, first of all, Jennifer did an excellent job of recapping what you need to include. Certainly, and that's one of the things, and I can tell you just last year as a first-time judge, I really relied on the sheets that told you, why you were submitting this entry, what its purpose was, what its cost is, and there were several, there were very good entries, don't get me wrong, but there were several of them in the narratives, they didn't address some of those questions, and so you have to kind of guess. What really was the purpose of this? The questions are pretty straightforward, and the narrative does not need to be 4 typewritten pages. Actually, the shorter the better. Answering the question that's on the form, directly relating back to that, helps us so much so that we can compare them more to each other. that was that's really one thing. And like I said, Jennifer really touched on a lot of that. But the thing to remember is, you know, make it easy for the judge. And I preach that in my other judging life too. Is just make it easy for the judge. Pretend you're the judge and you're reading this. What's going to make this really stand out? It's not going to be paragraphs upon paragraphs of how wonderful a project this was, but it's going to be relating directly back to the questions on the nomination form. You know, Jennifer touched on the cost aspect. That was one thing last year that really was not consistent. You know, we had several entries that provided costs, especially, as she mentioned, especially if they were outsourced costs, but they didn't really include costs of the internal time. You know, and certainly, you know, we realize that most of the time internal is going to be less expensive, and so we have to make that assumption when we're judging those. But that's not always the case either. So those are the things. Follow the outline form, the nomination form or the submission form that you have. Make it easy for us as judges to relate directly to those questions. I think, and I don't have it right in front of me, but if there are 10 questions on the nomination form, and I'm talking about, you know, what is the purpose of this, what is the cost, you know, number in your narrative, this is number one, this is number two, and then put your answer right there. It makes it so much easier to look at them and compare them. Obviously, visuals are very important, and not just, you know, I can't remember what entry it was, and I'm glad I probably can't remember, but there was like a three-ring binder of clipping after clipping from the news and from TV and, you know, all this in this three-ring binder, and you know, it certainly makes a statement, but we're not going to read all of those clippings. We need a summarization of that. And Anastasia, jump in anytime. That's probably, those were the points that I wanted to make.
Okay, that was great. And you guys obviously said a lot of what I was thinking of saying. Again, since we're looking at entries that have already been created, there's not much that you can say at this point about, you know, composition or, you know, creative production, but that's obviously really important to have a good product, you know, in the first place, a very thoughtful product. But in terms of entering into the contest, I would have to say that definitely your best odds lie in filling out the entry form very completely, very thoughtfully, very carefully, very descriptively, and very accurately, and very neatly, too. Like, if you're going to handwrite the form, use very nice handwriting. Find someone in your office who has great handwriting so that it, you know, because if you can't read it, then, you know, you can't effectively judge it. And also, too, when you're composing your answers to the questions, purpose, goal, target audience, et cetera, I would have to say to be very careful not to impose your expert knowledge of your subjects onto these answers. You have to make it, because you're an obvious expert in your area, and if you assume that all the judges and your audience know what you know, then you're going to be going way over your judge's head in your answers. So be careful to find the core of what you're trying to say and say it in terms that somebody who doesn't know anything about your organization can relate to and comprehend. And I think that's about all I would add to what the ladies have already said.
Okay, thanks, Anastasia. I was also going to now ask Janice Wheeler, who's with the National Park Service. Is that correct, Janice?
Yes, we're at the National Park Service.
Yeah. Her agency, well, first of all, Janice has agreed to be a first-time judge this year, so be really nice to her. Her agency submitted several winning entries last year, as well as some that didn't win. And I was going to ask her from the perspective, you know, from both sides, what comments she might have. So, Janice?
Sure. I think we entered six entries last year, and four of them got in. And I, we're a large office with many, many, many different kinds of entries that we possibly could enter. And so it's a little bit of a challenge for us to match up entries to the categories. And I think that was one of the hardest areas for us. And I think sometimes last year we thought we were competing against ourselves, and that actually it was nice to know that there were multiple awards in several categories, so that that's a perspective I don't think we quite had when we started. But at any rate, reviewing the body of work over the past year and then reading the categories very carefully and seeing what matches up as closely as possible for us. And I'm glad to hear the offer to review that with us as we get closer to it, because that would have been a helpful conversation last year, and mm-hmm. we will take advantage of that.
Okay, anything else on that, Janice?
Anybody else have anything, thoughts about that? No, that's what we've got.
Okay. Well, we'll open it up for some questions now, and I think I'll start with one, and that is, and I have judged NAGC, and I've judged some other associations in the past, but it's been a couple of years. So looking to Anastasia, Marisa, Jennifer, anybody else that has judged for NAGC on this call, how much import because when you were talking about the tips, the winning tips, it was very focused on, you know, making sure that you fill your application out correctly and you, you know, you put all the materials in there. But when you're actually judging, say, a feature article, how much of the of your judging is on the content of that article, as opposed to, you know, having the forms filled out correctly? Would you say it's 50-50? Is it 75-25? I'm just kind of looking for a sense from you.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
Because I think many of the things that we talked about actually relate back to the content. If the content is not good, you can't answer a lot of these questions very well.
True.
So it really relates back to the content. So I would say that the content is certainly by far the most important. I'd say it's probably 75%, and it's kind of 25% over here. But if you don't fill out the form correctly, then they can't relate this back to the content. I mean, the content has to really relate to the statements, you know, your purpose, you know, was it successful? All these things relate to the content, but they're things that, like the purpose, you can kind of get that from the content. If these things aren't filled out in this description, then it's left up to the judges to, like I think Anastasia said it and Marisa also, to kind of guess what the purpose was. They can assume what the purpose was, but I think the content of it is still very important. And Anastasia again touched on that when she said, we can't really tell you the composition or the creative end of it or anything like that. That really is all the content of the actual product. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
I
think the other question.
Can I add something to that before you go on? I would say that the content, you know, you lay it all. It was easier for me because I had logos and photography, okay? But you lay them all out and you sort of immediately put them, you read them, look at them, figure out, sort of put them in order of the what you like best. And then you go to the forms and you say, oh, but darn it, they didn't tell me how much it cost to produce. So I'm obliged to reduce the points because it's all in a point system for various factors that you're looking for as a judge. And so even if I like that photo better, I'm obligated to take to reduce the amount of points because they did not answer or fulfill the information that's required. And even if you don't want it, even if you like it better, you got to dock a point or two for missing factors. So it is all content, but those one point, you can lose it by 1 point because you didn't provide the info that's necessary for that.
Anastasia's absolutely right, because even she said with the visuals, but even with the written publications, you can go through and read them all first and go through them, and you kind of have an idea of which ones are on the 10 end and which ones are on the 5 end. But when it gets down to really deciding who's the first place, the second place, or the awards of excellence, you go back to the forms and you go back to each one of these things that are asked for.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
Suppose the document you're submitting for award is a web document and it includes videos, and you direct the judges to these resources, but can we be sure that they actually go and look at them?
Well,
or is there another format we should provide them in?
I've judged websites before, and are these, because for the websites, we ask, the only problem that has happened in the past is some websites like intranets are password protected and the judges can't actually go to the site. So then they ask that you submit the whole site or, you know, part of it on the DVD. But the best thing is for them to be able to go to the actual site and for them to link to the video. And I can tell you that they do this in every single case. They will go to the website.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on that note, just in terms of providing extra information, just it's probably, in my opinion, not a good idea in lieu of giving answers and writing answers. I had somebody once, like, just print out every page of their website and staple it to their entry. That's definitely not a good idea.
Instead of answering the questions?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or at least just cursory, just one or two sentences, and then see attached pages. And it was just 10 pages of their website.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to add to what they both have said, again, I just want to go back to make it easy for the judge. Provide the website link that will take you directly there, you know, not just to your home page. You know, don't make us hunt for it. Just provide the link, and, you know, we don't want to dig through a whole bunch of stuff to try to get to it.
Maria, Jennifer, I've got a question. This is Maria Carolina.
Yep.
You, in the top 10 list, you gave us a lot of things that you need to put on the entry, you know, the defining the audience, the
mm-hmm.
purpose. Are those weighted? Are some worth more than the others? And then the second part of the question is, for products that are submitted late in the year, and perhaps are just hitting the street with the time these entries have to go in, what do we say on was the effort successful and does that hurt us?
That's none of these are really, there is no specific point system for any of these things that are listed on here. I don't think that's been added, has it? I think it's still the way it was last year. There's no specific point system for any of these. One doesn't get more points than the other. It's just how well the judges think you answered the question. And the other part, you asked me for the ones that are submitted late. Yes, that I know that that is a problem, and we've thought about that, the ones that are produced late in the year, you can't always say whether they were successful or not. So the judges do take into consideration if you explain, you know, the reason that you really don't have anything to back up the success, but what you're looking at this to accomplish, that helps them. I mean, I don't think that judges knock the points down because of that. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. That's simply the way it is.
Except
just
point,
don't leave
her,
it blank.
You
yeah.
have to, is it, are there any rules that say that your product had to have been produced between this date and that date. Do we have any rules in that regard at all?
Yes,
fiscal year.
Okay, so can you repeat? Is that Michelle?
It's January 1st to December 31st.
Of 2008.
So
okay.
I think the thing,
important point.
The thing is to note if you can't say something, if you can't provide the information, don't leave it blank, just say it.
Just say hot off the press, November 08.
Right.
Yep.
However, I will also say as a judge, you know, and we don't take a lot of points off of it, but results are part of the packet. And so if you're product, I mean, we had some of these last year. If some of them were introduced in, you know, September and you don't have the results of or how effective it was, you know, it's very hard for us to judge on that particular issue. If it's a wow product anyway and it's gotten high marks everywhere else, it's probably not going to hurt you too much.
Right.
But I know myself, if you don't provide me the results, either A, you just didn't do it, or B, because of timing, I'm not going to give you the full points.
One other point that might be brought up is there, does it influence the judges at all that an entry has been presented, for lack of a better term, in a pretty fashion, you know, that it's been tied up with a ribbon, so to speak? Do you really give extra points to the entry that's been, you know, just beautifully presented in a glossy notebook, or does that really matter at all?
It matters to me not necessarily how glossy or all of that, but it's a first impression. It tells me something about that person's work right there. But what is more important is how easy it is to navigate through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the narrative being very to follow along the judging form.
I would concur with that. This is Anastasia.
Okay, what other questions do we have out there? Anybody?
I have another one if you don't mind.
No, absolutely.
I know that getting entries, the cost depends whether you're a member or not a member. How about when you submit it on the entry form itself, it talks about contributor, and does that have to be the person that's submitting it, the member? How does that work?
If you are taking the member rate, the principal contributor needs to be the member.
Okay.
Other questions? Michelle, maybe you could talk. We have another conference call scheduled. Do you remember what the date of that is?
I'm not sitting at my desk.
It's in November.
I believe it's I don't have a calendar right in front. I think it's November 5th. It's the same day. It's a Wednesday at 2 p.m., the first Wednesday of November.
Okay. So, obviously, if you have other questions or that would actually be a good opportunity for people to have thought about what entries they're going to submit, and if they have any questions about the category, for example, that would be a good time to raise that question and get kind of the collective wisdom of the group. Because as Michelle said, sometimes it really is, you can be right on the cusp of one category or another. In fact, Janice, weren't you... do you want to bring your example up?
Yeah, we produce wayside products that last year we entered. I think we entered it, we started to enter it in special purpose product, and we ended up entering it in display instead. And had we talked to you, I think, because when we just discussed it earlier last week, I think we came up with special purpose product is probably a better category for those, for that medium. And so that's, but we will, you know, work with you with this as we go further along to see that we get in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if there are no other questions, let me just offer it up one more time.
I have a question. This is Mark Johnson with the National Park Service, sitting in the room with Janice. Our wayside exhibits are usually 36 inches wide or 42 inches wide, and would judges want to see the product at full 100%, or would they like to see it reduced?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Last year, I judged the special purpose publications, and I received, and boy, I can't remember which state, it was Colorado or somewhere out there, Utah. They sent me, it was a huge map, and it was, I'm going to guess it was probably 4 foot by 3 foot rolled up. And I was very glad that they sent it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, we did enter our NPS map last year at full size, and it was wall size. It was big. But we entered it in individual map.
Well, our experience working with clients is sometimes if we print these things on 11 by 17 sheets of paper, they don't get it that it looks like a page in a book, and therefore they're comparing it to pages in a book in terms of, well, it needs more type, it needs more text.
That is the product that you're submitting, right? It's not part of a campaign.
Correct. It would be, often these are series, like a trail or a battlefield.
Right. I judged one last year that was a trail.
And it would involve, 12 to 24 of these panels that would be 36 inches wide, 24 inches high.
That's not going to work.
This is Michelle, and I'll tell you, in the display category, there were a couple of people that had huge displays. And what they did is they had pictures of their display in the setting that it was supposed to be.
That's a great idea.
You can get a perspective on size.
Right.
Or one other thing that might work in your case, Mark, is to do, if you're going to submit 24 of them as examples, maybe one of them is the big size just to give the perspective,
right,
and then the rest of them are smaller or something like that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I've had people that have done that before. They have a series of these, but they send us one in the full size, and then the others they send us photographs or, small versions of them. I think once they have one that they can look at, the other 30 or 36 that you have, they can picture what they're like.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
I've got a question. Does it have to be the governmental organization that does the submission, or can it be a contractor that did the work?
The contractor can submit the work, but the award is in the name of the governmental organization that the work was done for.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions? Going once, going twice? Well, thanks, everybody, for participating. And, again, don't hesitate to contact me or Michelle. Sorry to offer your name up, but if you have questions or whatever, and we'll find the answer for you. And please, encourage your colleagues or other folks to submit and to participate in the next call in November. And I guess this call will be up on NAG's website sometime in the next probably week or two, I would think, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
well,
Anastasia,
I can all
thanks
hand
so much
it over
for
and
recording it for us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.